this is literally true. One day I was just sitting around in my office and said, you know, we've been doing this equivariant bifurcation theory. We've been thinking about things with symmetry. What is there anything special about chaotic dynamical systems? And I had a computer, an old IBM 8086 with an 8087 Map co-processor, one of the original ones. And I said, well, let's just take something on the plane, and mapping in the plane, which has some finite symmetry, and see what happens. And I'll show you what happens in the talk later on. That will come up. But we got this thing that just, it was a beautiful Rorschach test for a snow, for Sandollar. And started realizing that there were these just wonderful pictures that were coming up. There's some interesting mathematics that goes along with it, but the pictures themselves. And then Mike Field wrote these wonderful programs, which enabled us to efficiently compute them and color the pictures so that you started getting something which goes much more to the aesthetic. And Mike is the one who's been following that up.
So were you also then aware of what Peitkin was doing and people like that?
Yeah,
about
so we,
the same time?
Peitkin is earlier. So we were Johnny come lately on the dynamics is beautiful thing, but our different the difference that we added both in dynamics and fractals was the symmetry aspects, and there is something amusing that when you take a fractal picture that's it's symmetric, it looks very classical. Where, for the most part, not this, like say, avant-garde kind of thing that Peitkin and others were doing at the time. So we were, it had a different flavor to it, and we thought that it was adding something, adding value on the aesthetic side as well.